Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the discussion on taking care of one's speech and being very careful of what one says, whether it's with regard to the weather, whether it's regard to animals, whether it's regard to people also. Yesterday we started about speaking, calling a Muslim a kafir, how serious it is, that it will actually rebound on that person who wrongfully calls somebody else a non-Muslim. Today we do another section, Babu Nahi Anil Fuhshi wa Bada'il Lisani, the chapter on the prohibition of obscene and immoral speech. Obscene and immoral speech. Speech that's not befitting a Muslim, his character, his ways. A Muslim has to be very careful about the selection of his words also. That the words am I using, is it respectful? Not just that he doesn't use obscene speech, but even the words that he's saying, he's careful that it must be respectful words that I'm using. If it is a senior person that I'm speaking to, the language has to be the same. I have to address the person with a suitable title, suitable respect. I can't just call in English, everything is you, you, you. You'll see in Arabic and in Urdu, for person that is senior, a better, for example, Arabic, you'll say tum or you'll say aap. Why? Because showing respect. In Arabic also, you'll use the plural. Urdu, you'll use these words as aap and tum, etc. But English is just you, you, whether a person is 30 years, 40 years, 50 years elder than you, doesn't make a difference. Talking to a child, you'll say you. Talking to a big person, you'll say you. So this respect is so serious and so important that even in our language also we thought that use words that are very, very respectful. And after all, when a person has respect and adab is a thing that takes a person very, very far. Whatever a person has received, whatever he has received, he has received on account of his adab and respect that he has. And whatever a person doesn't receive, it's upon account of disrespect. Either disrespecting the law and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disrespecting the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, disrespecting some senior, whoever it is, it's some disrespect that he has shown, therefore a person will fall, a person has fallen. But where a person is, Allah Pak is giving him tarakki and increase, you notice that one thing common in his life is that he's got this aspect of respect. That the more a person cuts out that attitude, and the more he brings in that gratitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him that altitude. So a person wants to rise, he has to drop himself down. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laysa al-mu'minu bit-ta'an, wala al-la'an, wala al-fahishi, wala al-badi, rawahu tirmidhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a believer is not one who insults, is not one who curses and utters obscene and immoral speech. This is not a believer. We explained this before, that when the words come, laysa al-mu'minu, that a person is not a believer. What it means, one of two things, that a person is really not a believer who regards this type of speech, this type of obscene acts, etc., to be permissible. He thinks, no, it's fine, doesn't matter, I can use it. Now, when he's regarding something which Sharia has prohibited us from doing as permissible, then this person genuinely out of the fold of Islam. Or this person, laysa al-mu'min, this person is not on our ways, is not in the way of the believers. What is meant by this? That the tariqah and the way of the believers are that they're very respectful with their speech. If this person is not respectful as far as his speech is concerned, then he is not on the path of the believers. That is what is meant by lays al-mu'min, he is not a mu'min. He is not on the way and the path of the believers. And Anas radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma kana al-fuhshu fi shay'in illa shanahu, wa ma kana al-haya'u fi shay'in illa zanahu. A beautiful hadith. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that immodesty is not found in anything without spoiling it. Take the best thing and put immodesty, put rude character, put these things into that person. He can have the best looks, best muscles, best figure, best color, everything you can think of this person has got. But he's got no modesty in him, he's got no respect in him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that it won't do anything to this person except spoil that person. Why? Because this rudeness, this immodesty is something that will spoil even the person has got the best outward looks, etc. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that modesty is such a thing that it is not found in anything except it will beautify it. And put modesty in anything. A person may be a poor person, maybe a simple person, but he's got good character, he's got good akhlaq, he's got good ways, Everyone will like him. His boss will like him. His staff around him will like him. His friends will like him. The musallis will like him. Why? This person has got good character. Maybe he doesn't have anything of the dunya, but he's got that good character. He's got that modesty. He's got that haya in him. He's got that shame in him. Now this is a thing that will beautify the person and it will attract other people to him. So this is the beauty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in taking care of one's haya. Haya means the person is very, very careful that he doesn't do those things that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Hazrat Sayyid Suleiman Nadvi rahmatullah alayhi went to meet Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi. So when he went to meet him, then Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, naturally, he was a very, very great person. So Sayyid Suleiman Nadvi was a very great person, well-known person. So when he stayed there for a short while with Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, and as was his style, that anybody that was senior that would come, that he would walk him out right up to the station, see him jumping into the train, and then he'll come back to his place. So once when he had come to Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi in Tanabhuvan, so Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi on the departure now was walking with him. So he told him that, please give me some advices. Now look at the Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, very great, very, very senior person also. So he said that you're such a famous person, such a well-known person, so many people are taking benefit from you. What advice can I give you? This was a great people. One person is being asked for advice. Now, although he's got, he's an ocean of knowledge. Over 1,000 kitabs he has written. But he's saying, what advice can I give you? You're a person that is so well known. Look at the akhlaq of these people. So anyway, this Suleiman Nadvi rahmatullah insisted. He said, no, no. I want some advice from you. So then this advice that Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah had given him, he said, we had learned one thing from Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah, who was our senior, our elder. One thing that we had learned from him is jahatak ho sake, apne aap ko hai dar hej samjho. Is way as far as possible, consider yourself to be absolutely nothing. Consider yourself to have no value. In other words, bring humility in your life. Wherever, to the extent that is possible, bring humility in your life. When a person brings humility in his life, then automatically Allah Pak will make it such, this person has things now to offer. Ulama give an example of a seed. Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali will also give this example of a seed. To take that seed, so long as that seed is above the ground, then that seed doesn't sprout, it doesn't flower, it doesn't give anything. But the moment that seed humbles itself, is put into the ground, it's buried, nobody knows about it, hidden, nobody is known about it also in the ground. And now that rain comes and the right type of surface comes, then you'll find that one seed will start sprouting. And from that one seed now, a whole tree will come. And from the tree, thousands and thousands of fruit will come. But what was the starting point? That seed had to bury itself. It had to go beyond the ground. It had to humble itself. And when it humbled itself, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from it and Allah Pak is producing from it. So similarly, if a person wants to be a benefit to other people, the first thing he needs to bring himself, he needs to bring this aspect of humility. And when he brings humility, then automatically his speech and his style and his demeanor, everything will improve. But the first thing that he has to bring in his life is the aspect of humility. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.